Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. We're seeing another day of volatility on Wall Street with the Dow down more than 7%, S&P 500 and the NASDAQ both down around 6.5%. All of this over fears about the coronavirus pandemic. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
Investors remain deeply concerned about financial fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. And President Trump's speech Wednesday night only added to the market's jitters. The S&P 500 index dropped 7% just minutes after the market opened. That triggered an automatic circuit breaker, which halted trading for 15 minutes. All the major indexes are now deep in bear market territory, having fallen more than 20% from their recent highs. Newly announced limits on travelers from Europe put further pressure on airlines, hotels, and attractions. Major cruise lines are halting operations. And domestic spending is also likely to take a hit as sports and entertainment industries scale back. And Americans are encouraged to avoid big crowds. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Well, the president's defending his travel ban from most parts of Europe in the wake of the pandemic. He says he did not warn European leaders in advance because calling each of them would have taken too long. Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden, who is running for the chance to unseat Trump, is criticizing the administration over what many doctors and patients have said is the slow rollout of tests to figure out the full extent of the outbreak here.
Downplaying it, being overly dismissive, or spreading misinformation is only going to hurt us and further advantage the spread of the disease.
Biden says the administration is responsible for hollowing out the nation's agencies and disparaging science to the detriment of the United States. On its website, the Biden campaign is posting its own coronavirus response plan that it says Trump is welcome to adopt today. As public health officials discourage large gatherings, the White House is stopping tours. NPR's Tamara Keith says this is the latest example of tourism and other regular activities being restricted.
Calls to the White House tour hotline are greeted with a voice saying, out of an abundance of caution.
All White House tours have been temporarily suspended, effective immediately. We truly appreciate your understanding.
This comes as U.S. Capitol tours have also been suspended for the rest of the month and Pentagon tours canceled until further notice. All over the country, events are being called off to reduce the spread of coronavirus, including the St. Patrick's Day parade in New York. The NBA announced its season is suspended after a player tested positive for coronavirus. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
A communications official who is part of the Brazilian delegation that met with President Trump last weekend in Florida has tested positive for the coronavirus. In Canada, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his wife Sophie are in self-isolation after she displayed flu-like symptoms, and she's waiting to find out if it's COVID-19. And in the state of Georgia, officials are now reporting the first death from COVID-19 in that state. This is NPR. Sports leagues across this country are canceling games and considering long-term suspensions. We have an update from NPR's Becky Sullivan.
The National Hockey League has paused its season effective tonight. Major League Soccer has suspended games for the next 30 days, and many professional tennis events have been canceled through the middle of next month. This all follows the lead of the NBA, which was the first American sports league to announce a full-scale suspension of all games. Two players for the Utah Jazz have tested positive for the coronavirus. The NCAA has not yet canceled this month's Division I college basketball tournament, but is facing mounting pressure to do so. Becky Sullivan, NPR News.
World Athletics is imposing new sanctions on Russia's Athletics Federation for violating anti-doping rules. It has decided to limit Russia's track and field team to 10 athletes who will only be allowed to compete as neutral athletes in this summer's Olympic Games in Tokyo. The federation is also being fined $10 million. Half must be paid by July 1st. The remainder will be suspended for 2 years unless World Athletics believes Russia is still enabling athletes to take performance-enhancing drugs. In the U.S., long-term mortgage rates are mixed this week. The average on the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage has risen to 3.36% from its record low of 3.29 last week. But the rate on the 15-year loan has fallen to 2.77%. The decline largely attributed to investors shifting money into the safety of U.S. Treasuries in the wake of the economic worries linked to the pandemic. The Dow is down more than 1,600 points. This is NPR.